It could be fundraising, speaking. And so they come to us looking to fill that gap. And so we love, you know, partnering with founders.
This is another episode of the Automate and Grow podcast. My guest today is Eva Chan from LaunchPop. Thank you for joining me, Eva.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
We've just discovered we're neighbors.
Totally, just down the street. We could have a drink, but COVID.
Yeah. Amidst the pandemic, we are socially distancing on this episode. So, Eva is a co-founder of LaunchPop. And would you describe yourselves as a venture studio?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we help early stage companies, we take equity, we help in fundraising. So definitely a venture studio.
Now, one other coincidence between us is we're both originally from Toronto.
Woohoo, Canadians.
It's better being a Canadian outside of Toronto, though.
Oh, yeah, for sure. We can go back all tanned.
So how did you came out here, you said 3 years ago, and what sort of companies have you been working with?
Yeah, so when we first came out, we helped launch anyone and everyone, just trying to figure out our model. What we did know is that super early stage founders need help. And they're typically, you know, a solo founder, and they need help marketing, branding, going to market, building your community. And so this applies to any industry, any stage of a company. And so in the very beginning, we helped anyone and everyone. But fast forward 3 years later, I think our magic spot is helping millennials because we understand them the best, and helping create products and services that serve them and enhance their life. So, you know, what's top of mind for a millennial nowadays? It's, you know, their health, finance, being a young family. And so we launched, you know, product-wise, a lot of nutritional items, supplements, food, beverage, anti-aging. Yeah.
So you guys are not just doing digital products, you're actually doing physical as well.
Correct.
Oh, interesting. Okay. So, and you, but you've also built digital platforms, I guess?
When you say digital, you mean like websites or apps?
Yeah, like software as a service, apps. Because obviously there's like different digital products, right? That people create for their business.
Yep. Yeah, I don't like to admit that we're experts in app building.
Okay.
I want to say we're experts in website building, building messages that resonate with the right audience, you know, assets that support that message as well. And so there's photography, videography, building Shopify websites, building communities, so private groups, private beta groups, and all that resonates with, you know, tech companies, with physical products. We have methodologies that apply to any industry.
Great. Okay. And so the founders that you meet, they're usually, it sounds like you're kind of filling in the fractional marketing CTO type role. And where do they look like usually? Like, and how do you find them?
Yeah. There's a lot of founders out there with great ideas. And so how do we kind of qualify which ones work best with our model? Founder that's very product driven, someone who's so passionate about the R&D of it, passionate about the efficacy of it, and they're really, really trying to create something new and innovative. And so when we think about the right founder, what are they missing in that equation if you're a product driven person? That's marketing, branding, it could be fundraising, speaking. And so they come to us looking to fill that gap. And so we love, you know, partnering with founders that can challenge us from, you know, hey, we have an idea on how to launch this product, but the founder will challenge us based on their product nuances. So this is a health product. We can't speak about it this way. And so the challenge is coming together to really figure out, okay, then how can we actually share a message that, you know, will fulfill the product requirements and also be able to reach out to an audience that can resonate with the message.
So what are some of the interesting things that you guys have got to work on, and what do you love doing about this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've launched a variety of products in the past 4 years, from like hangover solutions, you know, the morning recovery drink, that's really popular. There's Gem, which is this multivitamin bite. You know, she came to us wanting to just launch like a snack that has a functional element to it, which is just being nutritional. So snack on something that's good for you. But through our research and understanding the market, what they want, understanding like the product benefits, what does her ingredient that she wanted to explore is spirulina. What does spirulina offer? And so through that research, you know, and the market that's open out there, we actually decided to pivot away from just snack. We decided to disrupt the multivitamin market because there was actually fatigue in taking pills. And people want to be able to eat the food, eat the nutrition. As a result, the product was Gem. It's like a one bite food that you can eat and you can get all the multivitamins you need for the day.
Oh, that's interesting.
So those are some of the companies we work with. They're really, really trying to disrupt the category, and they're doing it in a really meaningful way.
But it sounds like you work with some interesting founders and on some interesting products. One of the big issues I think that's out there is validation. So it sounds like part of what you're doing is figuring out,
yes,
okay, should we even be doing this? Like, what does that look like in your model?
Yeah. So starting from the beginning, you know, a founder would come to us wanting to pursue a product or service and wanting to target a certain audience. But as a company, we have to do our due diligence to really understand, is that actually who we need to target from a digital landscape? And so we actually created a methodology at Launchpad over the past 3 years to test that and do it quickly. And once you learn from that data, how do you pivot? And so what we do is we actually set out Facebook ads and we create a very scientific environment to understand, hey, this product that you're offering, let's target to a you know, like 5-10 different audiences that we assume would be attracted to this service, and let's see who resonates. And then from there, let's say you have 3 to 5 different benefits that you can offer as in your service or product. Let's shoot that out to that audience, that one, and what, you know, offerings really resonate to this audience. And then suddenly, you know, out of that research, and obviously it's way more in depth than that, but high level, that's what you get. You understand who your audience is. You understand the hierarchy of messages that you need to display. And from there, how do you tangibly turn those messages in your website, tangibly turn those messages into your ads, and create a really holistic experience to learn about your product and see value in your product.
That's really interesting. So I've been writing been doing two things at once, which is crazy, but put together a program called Startup and Grow. And I don't know if you noticed, but I started something called Founders Pack, which I'd love to have you out when we actually get events again. And part of that model is to say, listen, we need to rapidly prototype this. So we kind of advocate a 2-day startup model that leads into an acceleration period. But usually, you know, I guess it makes sense what you're saying, which is, you know, with Facebook, you can target very specific audiences. And then how does that look like? Are you doing surveys, or are you actually trying to sell the product, or how, is there a product that?
Yeah, there's a 2-pronged approach happening here over the course of, let's say, 3 to 6 months. The first approach is, you know, we're trying to really just understand broadly, you know, who is that target audience? And we may target industries, we may target personalities, behaviors. It's super broad at first. And then we dive deeper when we finally understand, you know, who those audiences are. Like, we start pushing the messages out to them. The way the ads work, though, is keeping the message really broad, keeping the photos the same, right? Target everyone, that's the variable. And then it's a an experience that leads to a private beta group. And so people will leave their email at the end of that experience, and we invite them to this community where we're nurturing them over time in a very organic, vulnerable platform, where they can follow the founder's journey as they create the product. You know, not only are you, you know, creating community before you even have product, you're creating trust between your customer and the founder. And so once you're ready to actually launch, they've already developed a relationship with you over the course of 3-6 months. The hardest part of launching a new brand is creating trust to a buyer. That's why we put the testimonials on the website. That's why you have all this press logo on your website. But that doesn't always work. It's not real. A community is real. They know what you're doing, what you're trying to do. It's mission-based. That community, at the end of the day, converts into customers. It turns into word of mouth.
So you're targeting a broad audience with a specific message that is aligned with the product you're either thinking of launching or have launched. Is there usually a product at that point, or are you just deciding whether to build the product?
Yeah. At that point, there's like a very broad service offering. Some people may have a product, some don't. I think the best are those who just have a concept. The hardest is, you know, when the founder's already financially invested into a package or a product or a positioning, right? It's so scary to pivot because you've already invested. The smartest is before investment, do a test. You need to validate your spend.
It's really, that's why I ask, because it's really an interesting model where it might be, sounds like, first of all, you have to be good at being able to articulate why is someone joining this Facebook group or this external community. Are you doing it on Facebook, or are you just doing, so then it sounds like
on Facebook.
That's really interesting use of it. That's really a super interesting model. So then you're based upon the community, what you're saying is you get that honest feedback from, it's like, hey, this is the product we have in launch, but should we be doing this, or you find other problems?
I would say it's validating. Is it a point where you say yes or no to pursue? It's more so getting data on how you shift your positioning, how you, you know, continually mold the brand and your pricing and your model. What's awesome about, you know, open beta group is people are joining with the intent to want to help you. And so if you need help figuring out what flavors to launch first, leverage your group. You know, take that as a data point. It doesn't have to be the final call. But doing that gives you a better gut feel on where to go and where to invest your dollars.
Yeah, that's really interesting. Okay, I've learned something new today. I'm sure I don't know how to execute it. At least we know someone that can. Maybe, you know, so two things. What you can do is, I don't know if we'll ever have in-person events now for Founders Pack, but it might end up being all online. But let's make sure that we include you in a future Founders Pack. The first one was actually supposed to be a new speech. And it sounds like you're out of it, so it would have been great. you know, the other thought is, I put together that Startup and Grow program, and part of it is how to validate. Mm-hmm. I probably had a very one-dimensional validation model. If you want to be a part of that, we can talk about it offline, and if you can have a part to contribute. Mm-hmm. That'd be cool.
Yeah, for sure. I love being like an open source to the community, and, you know, like we have a tool here, and I think, you know, we can share it and it can evolve. It's not perfect.
Yeah, it's a great
model.
It's definitely unique.
It's cool.
All right, well, listen, I want to be conscious of your time. So is there anything that we haven't touched on that you think is important to understand about LaunchPop or what you guys are doing?
We're very different, you know, we're not a typical agency, you know, where we brief on what your needs are. We do research, go away and come back with a beautiful deck to recommend what's next. We're very collaborative. We talk to any one of our founders. It feels like having a co-founder, but not one co-founder, 10 co-founders.
Oh, cool.
And it's really awesome because every launch that we do, we get smarter and smarter. And what that only means is that we're more efficient. We can help founders launch more cost effectively. So that's kind of our magic sauce.
That's awesome. And it definitely sounds like a unique approach. What's the best way for people to get in touch with you?
Super casual. You can always find me on Instagram. DM me. It's Eva Eachhand Designs, I think, at Instagram. Or our website, launchpop.com. And always happy to bounce ideas with anyone.
I love it. Okay, so I'm going to wrap with three questions. The first one is, and this is probably a weird one during a pandemic lockdown, but if you are the sum of the five people you spend the most time with, who are you, Eva, spending the most time with?
I spend a lot of time with founders. You know, someone that's always challenging. Love a good challenge. I think I'm a problem solver at heart.
Okay, so how are you, Eva, changing the world?
I am changing the world by being a facilitator and helping those who have passionate dreams and have the energy to, you know, launch a product that will help someone improve their lives, shift the culture of how we know it today. And they're in it for the long run, not just 1 year, 2 years. They're in it for 5, 10 years. And that's how I'm changing the world. I want to be a part of that.
I love it. That's great. Okay, final thing is, when we have interesting guests on the Automate and Grow podcast, we'd like you to nominate other interesting guests. So typically we talk to experts or entrepreneurs. So who would you, Eva, like to nominate that you can introduce us to as a future guest of Automate and Grow?
If I nominate my co-founder, she'd say the same things.
Okay. So we don't
love my co-founder, Jane. We do.
Oh, okay, good.
You're going to love right. her.
I thought you were going to give me awesome. A butt. But no. Oh, okay.
No. She's awesome.
I'm sorry. What was her name? You kind of cut out there.
Jane. She can pop and lock on video.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, sweet. Okay. I am down for that. We want some pop and lock on video. So she's a break dancer? Or?
She was a long time ago.
Oh.
She once became a superstar.
Oh, really? Okay, so is that
not to.
Is that be behind the name partially?
Jane Lee. Oh, Launch Pop?
Yeah.
Launch Pop was conceived under a ton of alcohol. So who knows?
Like all great things. All right, Eva. So we will accept that nomination. Jane, you've been nominated to come and pop and lock on a future episode of Automate and Grow.
Woo!
Yeah. Eva, I hope to see you in person one day when this is all over.
Oh,
I'm guessing it's
going to
be about 30 days.
Who knows? You might be a... I hope so. I want to make sure you're real.
I'm real. I believe I already had COVID like months and months ago, so I'm going to get tested to prove it. I believe it. I don't know if it's true, but I was damn sick back in like January, February. So, right. Eva, I want to thank you for being a guest today and acknowledge the great work that you're doing. This has been another
episode. Thank you for having me.
Oh, no problem. I'm glad we got to connect. This has been another episode of the Automate and Grow podcast. We will see you on a future episode with Jane Pop and Locking of Automate and Grow.
See ya. Oops.